Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Feeling pretty darn good this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday. And man, has the weather conditions improved over the afternoon period. Looking pretty good. Traffic's a different story. Of course, we'll check in with Austin on that in just a few minutes for the traffic and weather together. But first, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's number one. The Bay Center getting $10 million in upgrades. The potential improvements include an ice plant, sound and lighting systems, new fencing, and paving the parking lot. Tomorrow, the board members will meet to approve the funding needed for the new ice plant and sign off on spending already set aside for the remainder of those projects.
And Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson calls the recent ICE move unacceptable. So for context here, you may have heard us talk about this a week or two ago. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is trying to recruit Florida deputies, including some of our local deputies, to quit their jobs and join the immigration enforcement effort. The feds sent out job offers, including a $50,000 sign-on bonus.
Okay, number three, Tuesday night, Century Town Council narrowed the list of candidates for a new town administrator, with the top five making the cut. Here they are: Charles Anderson, Timothy Day, Brian Luis Underwood, Peter Cavalier, and Lisa Rouse. Council will select their next administrator on August 19th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, in a significant boost for local employment and sustainability, National Energy USA, which is a climate tech firm based in Pensacola, has been awarded a $350,000 grant from UWF's Industry Resilience and Diversification Fund. This funding, facilitated by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, will enable the company to create 15 high-wage jobs over the next 3 years. Specializing in AI-powered robotic sorting technology, National Energy USA transforms waste into renewable energy. The company recently secured a Navy SBIR contract for its waste-powered energy microgrid project aimed at reducing landfill use across military installations.
Okay, over 1,300 Santa Rosa community members signed a petition demanding the removal of Kim McChesney as Gulf Breeze Elementary Assistant Principal. The petition alleges she has shown a repeated pattern of poor judgment and failure to protect students. She is the mother of Matthew McChesney, who was recently arrested on porn charges. Santa Rosa School Board's going to discuss the matter tomorrow. That'll happen at the central office in Milton. Sheriff Bob Johnson says, yeah, they got a porn problem over in Gulf Breeze.
It's just there are so many millions and millions of images out there, and they're being traded, downloaded, sold, and it's just, it's horrific. And it's, you know, we try to do as much as we can, but if we focused 100 officers on that a day, we could make, I don't know how many arrests, but they could do that for a living all year long and just arrest people. That's how bad it is.
Our Johnson went on to say, it seems like for the size of Santa Rosa County, they appear to have an inordinate amount of child pornography arrest.
And an infant was flown to the hospital earlier today after being bitten by the family dog. It happened around 9:45 a.m. in the 6200 block of West 9 Mile Road. Escambia County EMS responded and provided care on scene until Life Flight arrived and transported the infant to a local hospital. Escambia County Animal Welfare officers also responded, and they took their standard procedure for dog bite incidents, which includes taking possession of the dog for rabies observation before determining next steps.
6:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Weather conditions okay. Traffic conditions, maybe.
Yeah, that's been the story of the last couple of hours, to put it lightly. Looking at the maps here, though, it does look like it's not really much else from what we were dealing with in our last update, so that's good. We do have some very heavy congestion on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp and heading towards the Highway 29 overpass. It is just a steady chunk of congestion right there because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. The good news is, though, as I said, outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. Those chances are going to linger around for the next several days into your weekend, and the highs every step of the way are going to be sitting right at or just under 90 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a possible mass shooting down at Palm Beach International Airport today was stopped by the Sheriff's Department. More from Fox's Dana Marie McNichol. She's still down at Palm Beach International filing the story this afternoon.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff, he tells us that this was a textbook see something, say something. Now, 41-year-old Michael Rodriguez, he was seen in a vehicle, a black car, outside of Palm Beach International Airport. It was there that airport staff alerted deputies. That is when they found out that the car outside parked was a rental. It was inside a secured employee-only parking zone. That's when they found a fully loaded assault rifle magazine in the glove compartment, multiple knives, as well as uncovered a fully loaded assault rifle.
And Rick Scott continues to call for a change at the Federal Reserve. Senator Scott said yesterday that Jay Powell has fumbled America's trust and mismanaged the Fed. He says Powell's mismanagement has created a cost of living crisis that left millions struggling to make ends meet and homeownership unaffordable. Scott writes on X that we need a Fed chair who will foster an economy that can fuel the American dream.
Well, some milk good, some milk not so good. There's an outbreak of illnesses linked to people drinking raw milk here in Florida. CDC confirms raw milk is unpasteurized animal milk that is a common source of foodborne illnesses. Now, public health officials saying such outbreaks are becoming more common with a rise in misinformation. People getting the wrong information here. Remember, in Florida, raw milk cannot be sold for human consumption.
So while raw milk misinformation is on the rise in the state, you know what's on the decline? What do you think?
I'm not sure to ask.
Well, landline telephones is the answer.
Well, that's true.
And that's not a surprise. They are steadily disappearing into Sunshine State with almost a 29% drop in residential lines and almost a 20% decline in business lines reported for 2024. They once peaked at 12 million connections in 2001, but now not even a million remain combined. Heck, hardly over half a million remain. This decline is largely due to consumers shifting to wireless phones and voice over internet protocol technology, with nearly 26 million wireless customers in Florida as of 2024.
618 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. Trump administration promoting funding for school choice. That means redirecting taxpayer funding from public schools to vouchers. Linda McMahon is in this afternoon.
The president is absolutely committed that no child should be trapped in a failing school. And he's also absolutely committed that education needs to be returned to the states.
And home builders and the septic system industry supporting the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and appealing a federal judge's ruling that mandates extra protections for manatees in the northern Indian River Lagoon. Specifically, the Florida Home Builders Association, Florida On-Site Wastewater Association, and the National On-Site Wastewater Recycling Association are advocating for the appeal because the ruling includes a moratorium on septic tank construction and installation in the area, mainly located in Brevard County.
All right, the heat's on, literally, for a former security officer at the NBA's Miami Heat office. Yeah. Not doing so good here. CJ Papa has the details.
The heat coming straight from the feds, charging Marcos Thomas Perez with transporting and transferring stolen goods across state lines. The 62-year-old worked as a security officer for the Heat from 2016 to 2021 and later for the NBA. Prosecutors claim he used his access to a secure equipment room at the Heat's home arena to steal more than 400 game-worn jerseys and other items intended for a future team museum, then sold over 100 items collecting about $2 million, shipping the goods across state lines. Investigators say Perez sold a game-worn LeBron James NBA Finals jersey for around $100,000. It was later sold at auction for $3.7 million. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE-certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. A busy day today. Started around 11 o'clock this morning when we got word that there was a shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. An Army sergeant at the fort has been arrested after allegedly shooting five fellow service members. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story this afternoon.
Brigadier General John Lubas of the 3rd Infantry Division says Sergeant Cornelius Radford is in custody after shooting five fellow troops at his place of work. Lubas described the victims as his co-workers. The wounded soldiers were transported to Wynn Army Community Hospital. Three required surgery. Two were taken to a hospital in Savannah, Georgia.
I know that his soldiers in the area that witnessed the shooting immediately and without hesitation tackled the soldier, subdued him, that allowed law enforcement to then take him into custody.
The weapon used appears to be a handgun not issued by the military. General Lubas says Radford is in pretrial confinement awaiting a charging decision. The motive was not immediately clear. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money. Of course we are. The markets have rebounded after a bad numbers day Tuesday. Hillary Barsky has your new numbers.
Stocks finishing higher, boosted by a batch of largely upbeat corporate earnings, also lifting investor sentiment, rising expectations of a Fed rate cut come September. Investors are also monitoring developments on the global trade front. The president followed through on threats to punish India for buying Russian oil and placed an additional 25% tariff on the country. Apple stock rose 5%. The tech titan will be announcing a $100 billion U.S. manufacturing commitment. The Dow winners, Apple, Amazon, and McDonald's. The Dow declined. Kleiner's, Amgen, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 81 points, the Nasdaq higher by 253, S&P 500 up 46. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in to straighten out the weather and local traffic situation together this afternoon. Of course, weather's looking good. Traffic, still questionable.
Yes, there's good and bad news to the traffic. The good news is there's not much bothering you. The bad news is what is bothering you is quite a doozy. If you're on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp heading towards the Highway 29 overpass, there is still a hefty wave of congestion there because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. So we will be keeping you updated on that as we go through the rest of this 6 o'clock hour. As for your weather, 85 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight with some slight chances of thunderstorms. Those chances are going to linger around over the course of the next several days and actually creep up a little bit as we head into your weekend. But luckily, the highs are going to sit rather timidly as a result, sitting at around 90, 89 degrees-ish.
It's going to be hot in La La Land. Triple-digit temps are expected to scorch the Southwest this week. Christian Goodwin has more.
The National Weather Service issuing extreme heat warnings and advisories for parts of Southern California through Friday, including San Diego, Imperial, Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. Temperatures are expected to surpass 100 degrees in inland areas, seemingly peaking Thursday, with cities like Palm Springs and El Centro expected to hit 115 degrees, the heat stretching into parts of Arizona and Nevada. Forecasters say the hot, dry, and windy conditions are expected to bring fire weather concerns for portions of the Four Corners region into the central Great Basin and Rockies. Crews in central California continue to battle the massive Gifford Fire that's ripped through roughly 84,000 acres and is 9% contained. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And we heard Hillary Barsky mention this just a couple minutes ago, but just to give you some more details on it, yes, President Trump is raising tariffs on India to 50%. The president announced on Wednesday that he plans to increase the tariffs over its purchases of Russian oil. The White House argues that India's purchase of that oil is fueling Moscow's war efforts in Ukraine. However, India pushed back on the president's threats and said purchasing Russian oil was a necessity to keep costs stable.
President Trump could potentially meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin soon to discuss the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Peter Ducey filing this report from the White House.
In Moscow, Steve Witkoff was told by Vladimir Putin that Putin wants to meet at some point with Trump. Witkoff then relayed that message to the president, who is open to it, the possibility of a meeting as soon as next week, if the result of that meeting will be an end to the war in Ukraine. We know that President Trump was on a phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky and some European leaders. He shared this with all of them. And I have a statement from Caroline Leavitt. It says, "Great progress was made during Special Envoy Witkoff's meeting with President Putin. The Russians expressed their desire to meet with President Trump, and the president is open to meeting with both President Putin and President Zelensky."
And the woman who was seen punching and hitting the street in video from last month's brawl in Cincinnati says she thought she was going to die. In a news conference Wednesday with Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno, the woman, known as Holly, says she's been able to sleep better knowing the man accused of punching her is now in custody. Holly is recovering from a concussion, and doctors are concerned she may have some neurological damage. Six suspects are in custody and facing charges after the violent assault, and city leaders have indicated that more arrests are possible.
Let's see here. We have Alligator Alcatraz cap blanding in the works coming up here. Of course, we're talking about migrant detainees facilities. Well, DHS announcing a new partnership with the state of Indiana. Look for a new facility just south of Indianapolis. It is dubbed Speedway Slammer. Here's Tom Homan.
I would like to see larger facilities where we hold 4,000 or 5,000 people, and make that creates another efficiency. Have them one place. Have an airline right there, a landing strip right there at the facility. That creates efficiencies, removes them quicker. We can move people in and out quicker.
Okay, Attorney General Pam Bondi naming and shaming the sanctuary districts that the Justice Department believes are limiting cooperation with federal immigration agents. Here's Rich Edson.
Justice says these local governments need to scrap their sanctuary policies or face lawsuits. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced, quote, "The Department of Justice will continue bringing litigation against sanctuary jurisdictions and work closely with the Department of Homeland Security to eradicate these harmful policies around the country." The Justice Department has already sued the states of New York, Illinois, and Colorado, and several cities. Some of these governments deny they are sanctuary jurisdictions. Connecticut's Attorney General says, quote, "There's nothing in our laws or statutes that says Connecticut is, quote, a sanctuary state. We are not. That is a term with no legal meaning, and the characteristics listed here are a concocted fiction."
All right. Recent reports from Fannie Mae highlighted by Mortgage News Daily. Here's your 30-year fixed mortgage numbers. 6.58% average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage. 5.93%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump could meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky soon to discuss the ongoing war between the two nations. Fox's Peter Ducey is at the White House.
A historic summit is possible within the next 10 days. Until the Russian army lays down its arms, Ukraine's Zelensky, who spoke to President Trump, says Ukraine will definitely defend its independence. We all need a lasting and reliable peace. Russia must end the war that it itself started.
Apple is announcing it will invest $600 billion into U.S. manufacturing operations over 4 years. At the White House, President Trump tells reporters production will begin in several states.
Apple will help develop and manufacture semiconductors and semiconductor equipment in Texas, Utah, Arizona, and New York.
The president says another facility will be built in Kentucky. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Hush, hush, I do, I do. Shine, shine, hush, hush. Modern medicine for sure.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Bay Center is getting $10 million in upgrades. A lot of people would say this is much needed. The potential improvements include nice plants, sound and lighting systems, new fencing, and paving the parking lot. Tomorrow, the board meets to approve the funding needed for the new ice plant and sign off on spending that's already set aside for the remainder of the project.
All right, here's your second item to talk about. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson calling the recent ICE move unacceptable. What we're talking about here, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, trying to recruit Florida deputies, including our very own local deputies, to quit their jobs and join ICE. This isn't very pretty. The feds sent out job offers, including a $50,000 sign-on bonus, which did not make Sheriff Johnson a very happy camper.
Understandably. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Tuesday night, the Century Town Council narrowed down the list of candidates for a new town administrator, with the top five making the cut. Their names are Charles Anderson, Timothy Day, Brian Lewis Underwood, Peter Cavalli, and Lisa Rouse. The council will select their next administrator on August 19th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we're going to make this a Florida story because it's so timely about hurricane season. Florida Senator Rick Scott. He joined law enforcement and emergency management officials over in Jacksonville this morning just to remind Floridians to stay prepared this hurricane season. Karen Curtis has more on this report.
Senator Scott says, as we saw with recent storms Ian, Milton, Debbie, and Helene, the worst is yet to come this hurricane season.
What's happened the last few years is the storms have been water events, not wind events. So when they say it's a hurricane one, the wind might not be too bad. You might be able to say, I'm fine with that. But it says 9-foot of storm surge right at your house, you're going to die.
Senator Scott said, while the tropics are quiet now, get a plan and get prepared before supplies run out. Get things like an emergency kit, 7 days of food and water, and an evacuation plan. Karen Curtis, News Radio 610 WIOD.
All right. And a Molino man was charged with felony grand theft for stealing a 15-foot bass boat. The theft occurred in July, with the boat taken during the early morning hours. A neighbor reported seeing a dark pickup truck with a damaged trailer, which led deputies to 42-year-old Richard Allen Newcomer's residence, where the stolen boat was found. Newcomer claimed he was unaware that the boat was stolen, stating that it was brought to him for repairs by someone named Boone. That individual was later cleared as a suspect. Newcomer was released on a $5,000 bond.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And the Red Sox have won 7 in a row. Boston is buzzing. 6-2 the final.
On New England Sports Network, Nesson, Red Sox starting pitcher Garrett Crochet won his 9th consecutive decision. He's 13-4. Red Sox over the Royals 6-2. Boston unable to gain ground in the AL East. Division-leading Toronto beat Colorado 10-4. The Yankees lost 2-0 to the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi improved to 10-3. Aaron Judge returned from the 10-day injured list. Major League batting leader went 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. Judge's average lowered from 342 to 339. The best team in the major leagues, the Milwaukee Brewers, won their 5th game in a row, beat the Braves in Atlanta 7-2. Combined with the Cubs, 5-1 loss to the Reds. Milwaukee increased its lead atop the NL Central to 4 games over Chicago. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta improved to 13-5. The Phillies opened a 2.5-game lead over the Mets atop the NL East. The Phillies shut out the Orioles 5-0 for their 3rd win in a row. The Mets lost 3-2 to the Guardians. New York has dropped 7 of its last 8 games. Eugenio Suarez hit his first home run back in a Mariners uniform, his 37th of the season. Seattle scored an 8-3 win over the White Sox. The Mariners still 3 games behind the Astros in the AL West. Houston beat Miami 7-3. Max Muncy and Teoscar Hernandez each at 2 home runs for the Dodgers in a 12-6 win over the Cardinals. Los Angeles still leads San Diego by 3 games for the NL West lead. Padres beat the Diamondbacks in 11 innings, 10-5. Giants starting pitcher Logan Webb struck out 10 in an 8-1 win over the Pirates. Athletics catcher Shea Langeliers hit 3 home runs in a 16-7 bashing of the Nationals. Major broadcast news. The NFL will own a 10% stake in ESPN, which in a non-binding agreement acquires the NFL Network and NFL Fantasy and the rights to distribute the NFL Red Zone channel. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And as embarrassing as this is, it's nonetheless a problem. The WNBA is dealing with more incidents involving sex toys being thrown at games. The latest incident is one of the objects making it onto the court. It happened Tuesday during the game between the Indiana Fever and Sparks in L.A. The object landed near the feet of Fever star Sophie Cunningham, who had previously asked fans in a social media post to stop throwing things. A sex toy was also thrown during last night's game between the Connecticut Sun and Phoenix Mercury, but that one did not reach the court. The first incident happened July 29th in Atlanta, and it was followed by another in Chicago on Friday.
Okay, here's a more positive story based around women's accomplishments. It's been a long time coming. The MLB is welcoming its first female umpire in regular season games. Joe Morgan has more on this story.
Jen Powell will become the first woman to be an umpire in a regular season game when she works games this weekend between the Marlins and the Braves. On Saturday, Powell will work the bases during a doubleheader before being behind the plate on Sunday. In 2024, Powell became the first woman to umpire big league spring training games since 2007 and began her pro career in rookie ball in 2016. She played softball at Hofstra, where she was a three-time all-conference pick, and Powell was also on the USA Baseball Women's National Baseball Team in 2001. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
President Trump set up a new task force to help provide federal support for the 2028 Olympic Games in La La Land. Jared Halpern has more from the White House this afternoon.
The task force will mobilize the full federal government, President Trump says, to ensure the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles are safe, seamless, and historically successful.
America is a nation of champions, and in July 2028, we'll show the world what America does best, and that's win. We're winning like we have never won before.
The president says the Olympics in 2028 caps off a string of high-profile events, including the 2026 FIFA World Cup, co-hosted by the U.S. 2028 will mark the third time Los Angeles hosts the Summer Olympics and the first time the Olympics are in the U.S. since the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bart Winkler with the Sports Minute. Shedeur Sanders will be the starting quarterback for the Browns in their first preseason game in a room that seems complicated, but it's quite simple. First of all, Kenny Pickett's in the way, get rid of him. Start Joe Flacco. If he does well, ride him. When he doesn't, figure out which rookie gives you the best chance at a future. And then if it's neither, draft another quarterback in next year's draft. Their strategy a bit odd, but they do have long-term options. This year should be all about figuring out which one is their best. I'm Bart Winkler.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, too much screen time, really not healthy for kids. Fox's CJ Papa has more from a new study out there today.
More than 1,000 people took part in two Danish studies. The results published in the Journal of the American Heart Association found 10 to 18-year-olds who spend more time focused on devices, including phones, televisions, computers, and gaming consoles, were at higher risk for diseases including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and insulin resistance. Every extra hour of screen time boosted the patient's overall risk. 18-year-olds involved in the study spent about 6 hours a day on devices, while 10-year-olds averaged 3 hours a day. And all that time takes a toll on sleep, with both less sleep and later bedtimes magnifying the relationship between screen time and heart health risks. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And doctors at Nebraska Medicine are testing a new treatment for multiple sclerosis that's never been used before. The hospital is the first in the world to treat an MS patient using an allogeneic CAR T-cell therapy. Unlike traditional methods, the treatment uses genetically modified cells from a healthy donor rather than the patient. Doctors say it could also pave the way for treating conditions such as lupus.
All right. Lisa Brady is in. She has tips on how to keep yourself hydrated this summer. You might want to listen to House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. It's summer and, yes, it's hot. But one way to make sure you're staying safe is to stay properly hydrated. The Mayo Clinic says dehydration happens when the body uses or loses more fluid than it takes in. Drinking more fluids can help improve or fix mild to moderate dehydration. But if it's severe, medical attention could be needed right away. The National Institutes of Health says the key to preventing dehydration is to get fluids, drink enough water every day, avoid drinks that have sugar and caffeine, and drink extra fluid when the weather is hot, especially if you're going to be exercising or working outside. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. You know, today's been a good day. I'm just really feeling good about the afternoon. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. Yeah, the weather's improved a lot here. The traffic is... We'll find out about that one.
It's been a pretty hectic day on the road so far, but I'm very happy to say that that does not appear to be the case now.
All right.
Woo! Yeah, we were dealing with some very heavy congestion on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp and heading towards the Highway 29 overpass, but it looks like that congestion has greatly lessened. So the aftermath of that accident is seemingly clearing out. We were dealing with that accident for the longest time there. As for your local weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. They're going to increase over the next several days, but the highs luckily will not, sitting at around 89, 90 degrees.
Well, rain's the operative word here. As it continues to drench much of the U.S., while the southwestern part of the country cooks under extreme heat, Janice Dean has more in this Fox forecast.
The southeast and mid-Atlantic continue to see rain and the risk for flooding the next few days. We've got strong to severe thunderstorms possible over sections of the northern plains through Thursday. Extreme heat alerts ongoing for the southeastern California area and the southwest, with air quality advisories up as many wildfires burn, with smoke compromising some of the cities in and around the fires across the west. There's also smoke moving into the Midwest and Northeast from wildfires in Canada the next few days, so folks should stay informed of that ongoing situation. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
New data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York showing a dramatic increase in people who are seriously late with their student loan payments. Here's Jerry Willis with more.
In just 3 months, the percentage of student loans that are more than 90 days overdue jumped from 8% at the end of March to 12.9% at the end of June. An explosion in seriously late payments. Now, this spike came after the Trump administration restarted collections on defaulted student loans in May, ending a five-year pandemic-era pause. Borrowers owe a total of, get this, $1.64 trillion on student loans. Credit reporting agency TransUnion reported earlier this summer that 2 million student loan borrowers were at risk of having their wages garnished this summer because of late payments.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Airbnb reported second quarter results today that beat analysts' expectations. Revenue increased 13% from $2.75 billion year over year. The company reported net income of $642 million, or $1.03 a share, up from $555 million. Shares are currently falling 7% roughly in after-hours trading. Disney reported results for its third quarter today, posting earnings that topped expectations, but revenue was off the mark. Net income for the quarter was set at $5.26 billion. Claire's filed for bankruptcy protection for the second time in 7 years. The tween retailer, known for ear-piercing services and eclectic accessories, is facing around $500 million in debt and rising competition. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow up more than 80 points and the Nasdaq gaining 252. Crude oil futures above $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, under federal criminal investigation now for alleged mortgage fraud violations. Serious stuff here. Here's Sue Guzman.
A Trump administration source telling Fox News the investigation is being conducted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland. Schiff's accused of falsifying bank documents in 2011, claiming a property in Montgomery County, Maryland, is his primary residence in order to get a better loan rate. He also allegedly stated a condo in Burbank, California, is his primary residence. Schiff maintains his innocence, claiming he's being targeted by the Trump administration. As chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff led the charge to impeach Trump. Last month, the president said Schiff should be brought to justice for the alleged mortgage fraud. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Claire's is filing for bankruptcy for the second time in less than a decade. The Illinois-based accessories retailer announced that it was voluntarily beginning Chapter 11 proceedings to maximize the value of its business. The CEO of Claire's called the decision difficult but necessary, and the company's Canadian branch is also expected to file. North American Claire's locations are expected to remain open for now.
6:49, News Radio 92.3, Disney, seeing strong demand at the theme park and on their streaming platform. Jenny Casola has the report.
Walt Disney's chief financial officer, Hugh Johnston, says he knows there's lots of concern about the consumer in the U.S. right now, but Disney isn't seeing it. Disney's earnings were higher than expected for the recent quarter, though revenue from its TV networks fell 15%. It picked up more subscribers for streaming, which includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN, and spending at theme parks and cruise ships has been strong. Also, ESPN will acquire the NFL Network and other NFL media in exchange for a 10% equity stake in ESPN, and ESPN has an agreement for exclusive rights to many WWE high-profile events. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And we got a story here that I can only imagine in the eyes of some would teeter on unholy. Heinz and Smoothie King are collaborating to release a first-of-its-kind smoothie, and it's exactly what you think it is. The two brands will offer customers a Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie made with a blend of, now get this, sweet acai sorbet, crisp apple juice, juicy strawberries, and tart raspberries. Hey, that's great. But it also has Heinz Simply Ketchup in it. The smoothie will be available for a limited time starting August 6th for $5.70 at select Smoothie King locations in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, and Miami.
I'll take number 11, please. That's Power Plus. The smoothie there is a good one. Number 11.
I haven't had Smoothie King in so long.
Pop into that number 11 there. Okay, Apple announcing another planned investment in U.S. production. Can you say $100
billion? $100
billion. Jared Halpert has the story.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is expected to join President Trump to announce the tech giant's American Manufacturing Program. The program will increase Apple's financial investment to $600 billion over the next 4 years. A White House official says Apple plans to invest across the U.S. and incentivize global companies to manufacture more critical components in the U.S. and bring more of Apple's supply chain onshore. Apple manufactures most of its iPhones in China, though the company has said it plans to move some production to India. President Trump told Cook earlier this year he wants manufacturing in the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, along with one final check of your roads and weather as we ease you into this Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty.
Your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now.
It's the best day ever. The best day. It's the best day ever. The best day. It's the best day ever.
6:55. News Radio 92.3. Okay, I got it. I got
You're
it.
Like, best I hate repetition.
Ever. This must be the best day ever. All right, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Luckily, not too much going on. We were having some very severe problems on Highway, I-10, rather, if you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But luckily, it doesn't appear to be giving us much trouble anymore. So outside of that, if there's anything holding you up, it shouldn't for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight with about a 30% chance of showers. And those chances are going to gradually increase over the course of the next several days heading into your weekend. But luckily, the highs are going to show it. They're only going to be sitting at around 90 degrees. And actually, starting Friday into your weekend, going to be sitting only at 89.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a classic guitar once played by two members of the Rolling Stones is at the center of a dispute with a New York City museum. Lisa Lasara has more.
The 1959 Gibson Les Paul was used by former Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor and current guitarist Keith Richards during the recording of the 1972 album Exile on Main Street. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art says the guitar was donated to the museum as part of a gift from billionaire Dirk Ziff. Taylor claims the guitar was stolen during the recording sessions. The Met says the guitar was owned by Richards until 1971 and was sold several times since then. The Met says it has not been contacted by Taylor or his representatives. Taylor's partner and manager says the Met should make the guitar available for inspection. In New York City, Lisa Lasara, Fox News.
And the first trailer is being released for the film Cold Storage. It follows two employees of a self-storage company that was built on an old U.S. military base. Things take a turn when a parasitic fungus escapes from the base and starts to kill living organisms. The cast includes Joe Carey, Georgina Campbell, Sosie Bacon, and Liam Neeson. Cold Storage releases in theater sometime next year.
Okay, the Harry Potter series gets a new audiobook edition. This is interesting. Here's Michelle Pollino.
A new audio production of the Harry Potter novel is on the way, complete with an all-star lineup titled Harry Potter, the Full Cast Audio Editions. The series reimagines J.K. Rowling's 7 books with immersive Dolby Atmos sound, original music, and real-world effects, marking the first major audiobook update in over 25 years.
The truth. It is a beautiful and terrible thing.
Frankie Treadaway, Max Lester, and Arabella Stanton voice Harry, Ron, and Hermione in the first 3 books. The cast also features Hugh Laurie as Dumbledore, Matthew McFadden as Voldemort, Riz Ahmed as Snape, and Michelle Gomez as Professor McGonagall. The series kicks off November 4th. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And since I mentioned a movie trailer earlier, I reckon I ought as well double down. The trailer for A24's If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You is out now.
Cover your bases, aren't you?
Yeah. Figured we ought as well get another trailer promotion in here. The film follows a mother dealing with a child who has a mysterious illness, a husband who is not around, and her hostile relationship with a therapist. The cast includes, this is pretty diverse, Rose Byrne, Conan O'Brien, Christian Slater, and ASAP Rocky. The film is set to hit theaters on October 10th.
Okay, some ads have been banned because of how their models look. And no, it's not a sexist look we're talking about here. It is a health issue and a health look we're talking about.
Lillian
Wu has more on this serious concern.
Fashion brand Zara seeing some of its advertisements banned in the UK by the Advertising Standards Authority, which deemed the images socially irresponsible after complaints they depict what appears to be unhealthily thin models. The ASA saying shadows and the hairstyle made one model appear gaunt. Another one appeared to have protruding collarbones. Zara's removed the ads and said both models in question had medical certification proving they were in good health when the pictures were taken. Ads from two other retailers have also run afoul of the watchdog group, Marks and Spencer and Next. Critics of the bands questioning why ads featuring unhealthily overweight models don't come under scrutiny. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, millions of students returning for the upcoming school year without access to what? Their phones. Here's Alexandria Hoff.
This rapid-fire legislation we are seeing was really kick-started by parents. Moms like New Hampshire Governor Kelly Ayotte. She says banning smart devices from bell to bell this year in her state became an obvious priority after seeing the benefits in action. Majority of U.S. states now have passed similar laws ahead of this school year. It's a bipartisan movement that kids likely don't love, but educators applaud. According to the CDC, 95% of high schoolers use social media, with approximately one-fifth reporting almost constant use. That's been associated with increased anxiety, depression, and suicide risk.
Okay, have a great evening. We'll be back. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, 4 o'clock tomorrow on News Radio 92.3. Be safe.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.